This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Slovakia's prime minister was seriously wounded in a shooting on Wednesday. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Slovakia's president says an attempt to assassinate the country's prime minister is an attack on democracy. President Zuzana Kaputova, a political rival of PM Robert Fico, said in a televised statement, a physical attack on the prime minister is first of all an attack on a person, but it's also an attack on democracy. Any violence is unacceptable. The hateful rhetoric we've been witnessing in society leads to hateful actions, she says. Please, let's stop it. Kaputova says the shooter was arrested but gave no details about him. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre on Wednesday said U.S. President Joe Biden expressed his alarm and deep concern over the attempted assassination of Slovak Prime Minister Robert Fico.
He and Dr. Biden are praying for a swift recovery, and our thoughts are with his family and the people of Slovakia.
The Interior Minister said Fico was in a life-threatening condition after he was shot in a politically motivated assassination attempt when leaving a government meeting on Wednesday. The gunman shot the 59-year-old five times, leaving the prime minister in critical condition. A 71-year-old man was taken into custody. Russian President Vladimir Putin says the Kremlin is prepared to negotiate over the conflict in Ukraine. The remarks come on the eve of his visit to partner China that has backed Moscow in its invasion of its neighbor. Putin was quoted by a Xinhua news agency on Wednesday as saying Russia has never refused to negotiate and it seeks a comprehensive, sustainable, and just settlement in this conflict through peaceful means. His trip comes as Russian forces have pressed their offensive in northeast Ukraine's Kharkiv region. This is VOA News. China claims to have taken a neutral position in the conflict, but has backed Moscow's contentions that Russia was provoked into attacking Ukraine by the West. And a U.S. official said on Wednesday that the U.S. military has started moving a pier towards the Gaza coast. The pier is one of the last steps before the launch of a maritime port promised by President Joe Biden to speed the flow of humanitarian aid to the Palestinians. The U.S. military opted to preassemble the maritime pier at the Israeli port of Ashdod earlier this month due to the weather conditions at the Gaza site, where it will now be installed. Authorities in Indonesia said the death toll from weekend flash floods and mudslides in West Sumatra province rose to at least 62 on Wednesday, while rescuers are still searching areas near rivers for more people who are still missing. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo has more.
Survivors of the weekend flash floods and mudslides in Indonesia's West Sumatra are desperate to find missing loved ones. The disaster struck Tanah Datar, one of the three districts in West Sumatra, on Saturday evening. Heavy rains unleashed flash floods, landslides and cold lava flow, a mud-like mixture of volcanic ash, rock debris and water. The National Disaster and Management Agency will continue to search for the missing people and clean the main roads, its head said in a statement on Wednesday.
That was Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo. Nigerian officials say they are investigating a plan by a lawmaker in central Niger state to marry off some 100 female orphans of unknown age in the state later this month. Timothy Obezu reports from Abuja.
Last week, Speaker of the Niger State Assembly, Abdul Malik Sarkindaji, announced his support for the mass wedding of some 100 orphans whose relatives were killed during attacks by armed bandits. He said it was part of his support to his constituents, following a wedding funding appeal by local traditional and religious leaders in the area. The mass wedding had been slated for May 24th, but on Tuesday, Sarkindaji annulled the plans following criticism from state officials. Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
Switzerland's top criminal court convicted on Wednesday a former interior minister of Gambia for crimes against humanity for his role in murder, torture, and other repression by the West African country's security forces against opponents of its longtime dictator. Osman Sonko, who served as Gambia's interior minister from 2006 to 2016, was sentenced to 20 years in prison. The trial was hailed as a breakthrough in application of universal jurisdiction. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.